You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
Happy Thanksgiving week and happy Raiders week, everybody. Andrew Mason here for this week's edition of Mason's Mailbag. Let's get started with a question about a new Bronco, at least new on the 53-man roster. That's Austin Traylor, tight end, and Ken Williams. What can Austin Traylor bring to the tight end core that was missing? Well, if you watched last week's game, and I'm sure you did, saw him make four catches. A versatile player. I think that's part of what you want, obviously, from a tight end. Versatility, the ability to make catches, but also deliver as a blocker. He actually played the most snaps of anyone at tight end. Did play more than Virgil Green did last week. So the versatility that's there, he's also fresh. He has been on the practice squad all season until last week, so hasn't taken a lot of hits, was able to take advantage of that, look fast, look spry, looked agile. And the other thing that's in his favor is his background. Comes from out of the University of Wisconsin, a place that has developed quite a few tight ends over the last decade plus, including former Bronco Owen Daniels. He was a Wisconsin product. And Austin Traylor, if he plays well the rest of the season, he could become part of the Broncos' future at tight end. One reason why he didn't go drafted in 2016 was because he had injuries at Wisconsin. He didn't get on the field much until he was a senior, and then when he did, battled an injury. That kept him from playing very much, kept him from going to the combine, left him under the radar, spent time on a bunch of practice squads, but you saw Sunday that he's got some potential, and his versatility and freshness, I think, will be attributes in his favor the rest of the season. He could be very helpful for the Broncos offense. Second question from Tony Anderson. What do you expect from the offense this week with Bill Musgrave calling plays and Paxton Lynch at quarterback? Well, I do expect it to look different. I expect a game plan tailored to Paxton Lynch's strengths. So maybe you'll see some zone read type of stuff. You'll see some things, I think, that take advantage of Paxton Lynch's mobility. Maybe things that get him out of the pocket, things that focus on first read type stuff, maybe some quick slants, allow him to deliver the ball quickly, get into a rhythm, those types of things. With a new quarterback, a new offensive coordinator, it's a good opportunity to do that, to get to build a core of things that work for Paxton Lynch, that work for this offense. So I think it may not be run heavy, but I think you will see plenty of runs. I think Paxton Lynch will be involved with some of those runs. I think we'll see him use his feet from time to time. Against a Raiders team that's going to be in flux itself, with the reports on Tuesday that Ken Norton Jr. had been dismissed as defensive coordinator, Oakland's defense might look different. So a very fascinating matchup coming up on Sunday in Oakland between an offense and a defense that may look a lot different than we expected just a week ago. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or find me on Twitter, Matt Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace, or listen to me every weekday, Monday through Friday, on Orange and Blue 760 with myself, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater on 1st and 10 at 10. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.